the scripture says, for unto us a child is born. And that means that this one who is special, who is going to be born, this was given to a king in Israel a long time ago, 600 years before Jesus walked the earth. And he is special because he's going to know the ways of men. And unto us a son is given. He's special because there's a special purpose that he's given for to us. And the government will be upon his shoulder. And the concept there is that he'll provide a lot of leadership if we'll simply let him. And his name, you remember what it's going to be called, right? His name is called Wonderful Counselor. And that helps us because you and I have a whole bunch of decisions to make in life. And you can make them on your own or you can ask the Lord for help. Because he's the one who can give you help. And he'll provide you with revelation, with understanding, and you'll know how to do certain things if you ask him. He's always available, but he won't muscle in on your life. But he's there to help you with the decisions because he's the Wonderful Counselor. He's the Mighty God. And that helps us with the demands that we have to face. Because I got to tell you, life is hard, right? My mom said it one night. She said, life is hard, Satan's mean, but God is good. And he's good. And he wants to be there to help us. And his goodness is his heart towards us. But his power can help us with those demands that we have to face in our life. He's called the Everlasting Father. The word Father in the Old Testament concept, and in the New Testament, in the Jewish context, Father means the originator. You remember Jesus called Satan the father of lies? Remember that? Father of eternity. Father of time. You know who Father Time is? Yeah, it's God, right? He made time. He set it forth. And therefore, there are a lot of dimensions, a lot of things we have to meet up with. And I know the older I get, it seems kind of interesting that I wait for God and all of a sudden he brings things together and it's almost like a boom when it happens because so many things come together and things start happening. But you wait and you have to wait. Now, you can make it happen. People in God's economy have always tried to make things happen. I mean, Sarah and Abraham tried to make something happen, right? God said, you've got a child. So they tried to do that. And they did it. And we have the consequences of that to today. Because they made choices. So you're going to have consequences. You might as well wait for God. And when God brings the things about, there's this just big explosion of God working and doing things. But we have to wait till time intersects people. And remember, your life intersects a whole lot of folks. It's not just you. It's not just about you. It's about the dozens of people that you affect intimately. It's about, beyond that, the people that you affect regularly. So you're going to have a whole lot of things going on. And you just need God's help in covering the dimensions of life. And the last one is he's the Prince of Peace, and that really helps us for the things that disturb us. There's a lot of stuff can disturb us, right? And it's just part of life. We run into stuff. So this week, every day, you're going to be getting one of those different banners. And what I'd like you to do is to think over this week how God has been those things to you. All right? So every day you get it, because it's not going to be a new passage, I want you to look. So when you look at it, it's going to say, for unto us a son is given, special purpose. What purpose has Jesus' life given you? And then when you get down to the government being on his shoulder, just check and see how much of your life is on him. How much of the government of your life is on the Lord Jesus? Or are you still running the government of your own life? If you run the government of your own life, it's all on you. Then you get to fret and worry and have all kinds of hassles. But our government, the government of our life, the leadership of our life, we call him Lord, right? Is to be on him. He's to be the one who controls us. And then, I just wonder how many things you found where he's given you counsel, where he's helped you with demands that have come in life, where he's helped you with the timing of things, where he's given you peace in the midst of struggle. So next week, I'm going to ask you to give me testimonies, especially on those four names. And I'd like to hear from you purposeful testimony of how God has provided those things for you. All right? So one deals with understanding and revelation. One deals with power and controlling of situations. One deals with the timing of settings. and one deals with the inner peace that He gives us. Those are marvelous things that the Lord provides for us, for His people. Say the verse with me, would you? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You'll hear it if you hear the Messiah this year, because that is one of the great pieces in the Messiah. The writer of the Messiah, Mr. Handel, when he put it together, was not aware of Hebrew parallelism. And so he took and he said, Wonderful, and then he took Counselor. You know how that goes? And that's okay. It's carrying forth the same thing, but in the Scripture, it really is Wonderful Counselor. All those phrases have something that it's modifying. Does that make sense? He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. He's a Wonderful Counselor. And so He gives us His counsel in our lives.